time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? Summer. It's the summer. We're a weekly show here at msonewsports.com. We thank Moynihan Lumber for being a sponsor of the show. And we are going to move on to our one and only guest today. It's going to be Mukala Kabongo. He has a great pulse on what's going on the Merrimack Valley, and particularly summer league stuff. He gives us some highlights of Shriners game football, Gannas football. He gives us highlights of summer league hoops, what's going on in the Valley, and then teams from the Valley that are traveling to the North Shore. It's a great interview, very complete. And we also get a little football talk a little Valley football, Merrimack. We will, it's a land of change up in the Valley. We got a lot of new coaches, a lot for football, and we get into that. So stay tuned for Mukala Kabongo.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hey, North Shore sports fans, mark your calendars. On Sunday, July 27th, Boston Bruins goaltender Jeremy Swayman, that's right, the Swayman, is coming to Kowloon Restaurant in Saugus for a can't-miss autograph event presented by, of course, the great Sports World. That's right. Get up close with one of the NHL's top young netminders from noon to 2 p.m. on that day at New England's most iconic Chinese food restaurant, Kowloon, located at 948 Broadway in Saugus. You know where it is. That's Route 1. All right. Autograph prices, $69 for a regular item, $89 for premium items, and just $20 more if you want to personalize inscription. Spots are very limited, so if you're a diehard Bruins fan or shopping for one, this is your chance to score a rare collectible and meet Swayman in person. Phone orders are welcome, 781-233-7222, to reserve yours today. And again, presented by Sports World, New England's largest sports memorabilia shop, proudly based right in Saugus, the heart of the North Shore, since 1986. Can't make it? Give them a call if you want more information. 781-233-7222. Sports Desk here, back at it. Every time I have this guest on, I have to say, just Sports Desk, so we can run you on both shows, North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Mukala Kabongo, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? Glad to be back. How you doing?
Good. When's the last time we caught up? Was it end of winter, in between winter and spring? After spring? It wasn't after spring, was it?
It was like after winter.
Okay. We did a little winter recap. The Valley ended its season, North Shore. So, geez, well, I got to refresh my memory. Who finished? There was no Valley basketball team. I guess Central girls basketball might have been the closest to.
Girls and boys. Central girls and boys.
Yeah.
Central boys were in the Final Four, and the girls were in the Final Four as well.
Yeah, yeah. They got close. I feel like the Merrimack Valley is like close but no cigar in a lot of sports, except for maybe like lacrosse. I think Bill Ricca pulled it off, you know, this spring.
I mean, Chelmsford pulled it off in baseball.
Chelmsford pulled it off in baseball? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Chelmsford, they won. I believe that was Division One. They won in baseball. I think they
get out of town.
Yeah, we was on. I was on.
That's amazing.
I was on.
What's wrong with me for missing that?
Yeah, I was on the All In Huddle Sports podcast with Joe Dub Beauregard, and he had some players and the coach, and we talked to them.
Yeah, they won Division One. I totally missed that. I didn't expect that. That's an awesome get for you, huh?
I think they were ranked like in like the teens or something like that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
we got to get them on the show. Yeah, they were 14-8.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, what? But they outstanding pitching. They got some outstanding pitching in that. I think they won one of their games 1-0.
Yeah, Shrewsbury 1-0, and they beat Fian 12-3. Yeah. Another 1-0 win, so 2 1-0 wins over Wellesley, the second one, and then they beat in the final 4-5, 5-3 over St. John's, and then the final 8-2. Yeah, you're right. I mean, did they even allow more than 3 runs in one game? No.
the coach commended his pitching and defense. During that discussion we had with them. So it was good. It was a good thing. I believe they had like double digit seniors. I want to say like 13 or 14 seniors. They had a lot of seniors in a experienced group.
Wow. Okay. Look at that. And I don't think we had any North Shore baseball champs, did we? No.
No, St. Mary's.
No, Linfield was close.
Yes.
Yeah.
St. Mary's boys, I think they got to like the quarterfinals or just round 16 or something like that.
Yeah, that Derek Dana, right?
Yes, Coach Derek Dana. Jack Zimmerman, he got the pitcher, outstanding pitcher for St. Mary's. He had a great game. I went to one game. I think he struck out 13 batters and stuff. So he's heading to St. Anselm College, I believe.
Up in my neck of the woods. Yeah, I'm in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And then I saw, speaking of St. Mary's baseball, I saw Avan Cabral was drafted by the Braves. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that was very cool. I opened Instagram and I saw it. I was like, okay, that is great for him. That I think anybody that's watched that young man pitch are not surprised. He's really talented. And they're hoping, you know, once he get there, I think he's entering his last year at Northeastern. Congrats to him and his family. But that is a big accomplishment right there. It don't matter what round you go into. You saw your name on that draft thing. So, hopefully bigger things to come after that for him. Getting into the big leagues, we're all going to be anticipating that first call up. So that should be great for him.
Yeah, and that Northeastern team was stacked with, you know, a lot of North Shore, Merrimack Valley presence, Northeastern baseball where he went. Where he still goes. And, another one that played with him, Cooper McGrath.
McGrath, yep.
Giants. That's right. Yeah, to Hamilton. Hamilton Wynnum, pride of Hamilton Wynnum, he got drafted. And so pick 5-3-6 in round 18.
There was a few local players that got their names called. So,
yeah. How cool is that? I mean, I remember covering Avan at a North final against Masco one year.
Oh, was it
down at Fraser?
Oh, that might have been the year they went all the way.
Yeah, he wasn't pitching that day. They were saved. I mean, he was in line for the state championship game, which he just aced. I think it was like, you know, I want to say it was like 2021. You know, that could probably be wrong. No, that's not 2021 because he was. Maybe it was because it was like the first, not that tournament where that
Mullins
weird
tournament. The Mullins tournament.
No, like the actual MIAA state tournament. Okay. It must have been 21. That was their first year back after COVID.
Yeah, because I think they had a chance to like three-peat or something. Or
yeah, they were on a run. Derek Dana's teams, and he's a good guy, huh? You probably interacted with him.
Yeah, he's a good coach. Yeah. Definitely a good baseball coach. I talked to him a couple times. Talked to him after the Mullins tournament when they won it all. Good conversation with him. He loves his players and loved that group of seniors that he had this year. But yeah, that St. Mary's baseball team, I think like COVID stopped them from kind of getting three in a row, because they were coming off that state title and were really on a roll.
Yeah, exactly. So Avon was a junior out of Lynn and St. Mary's, and that Northeastern team also had some love from the Valley Andover, Mass kid that went to St. John's, Alex Lane. Yeah. And you run down the roster. North Andover's Ryan Griffin is also, they're all pitchers too, it seems like. There's a lot of pitching love from our areas that we love. Yeah. Brett Dunham, North Andover. And I walked down this with a former intern of this show. He came on and he's the actual Northeastern baseball play-by-play kid. Because he's at their college, so he was running. Yeah, he was running down all these dudes from the Valley and North Shore. It was pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool interview. Chelmsford, Jack Bouchain, he was on the Northeastern roster. Missed out on the state championship from this year. He's like 3 years removed from there. But yeah, Cooper McGrath, South Hamilton, Pingree, Trinity, and now San Francisco Giants. It's awesome.
I mean, speaking of baseball, how about those Red Sox, though? I was at the game Friday.
That wasn't walk-off game, was it?
Yes, that was the walk-off game. I was actually there with my family, a couple of my cousins. Yeah, that was quite the game. That's the third walk-off I've seen.
No kidding. You're the lucky charm. Wow.
I guess so. And that one made it 8 in a row. Since then, I think they've won 10 straight at Fenway. And
yeah, sweep.
Right, and they're playing. You know, that Devers trade is now, you know, it's now water under the bridge. Now the way they're playing, they're in position to try to steal the AL East.
Getting Nomar 04 vibes,
right?
You know,
right.
Trade Nomar, things go well. You know, I was actually in the locker room like once in a while. So I was a sports editor of the Gloucester Times. So once in a while, I give myself a bone, get a Red Sox press pass for a game or two. And I would actually that game I went in because Rusty Tucker out of Gloucester was in the Padres organization and they came to town.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask them about his progress, which I got some great stuff. But at that game, Nomar was just in the locker room alone, no one talking to nobody, just like burying himself on his phone. Not doing interviews and stuff. And you could tell it was his days were numbered. Yeah. Not that I knew, because it was a shock still, but the Devers, I don't think that was as much of a shock because it was such tension leading up to it.
Yeah.
The Nomar thing was more like, oh man, he's
right. He was so beloved.
He was injured and you thought, yeah, he'll come out of it. He's him and management don't get along and stuff. And the play, you know, he's kind of a, but yeah, that was shocking, but
now they're young. They got a good group. I mean, the pitching's getting better. So
yeah,
that was interesting.
You think they're missing like one big get at the break to really make them competitive in like a playoff situation?
Yeah, but if they go on this run and they're able to get something big in free agency going into next season, they'll be somewhat favorites going into next year. We'll just see how they finish off this season and what they do if they do get that. If they end up winning the AL East or get that wild card spot. Right now, but they're only a couple games out. So
yeah. Hey, we'll have to talk to Rafi Devers about Cooper McGrath. They're teammates now. North Shore's own. But thanks for the hat tip on Chelmsford. I can't believe I missed that. I can't wait to grab those kids and coaches. It's the summer and there's no excuse now. They're not busy. That I want to see where they're going off to college and how they pulled that off as a 14 seed. That is incredible.
Yeah.
It might be I mean, they might have made history. That might have been one of the lowest seeds to win a Division I baseball tournament.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think one of the players, speaking of, yeah, no, never mind. That's not Chelmsford, but yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't a Chelmsford player, but yeah.
Yeah. But let's talk about current day. What's keeping you busy in the area for sports? You're heading over to Salem today at the time of this interview, right? For a big event?
Yeah. They got the Props to Pops Summer League. I believe this is year 7 of it. So they're back. They're back down there at the Cove at the zoo in Salem. It's beautiful. Two courts now.
Palmer Cove?
Yeah.
Oh, I played college baseball on that dump of a field back then.
it's all right.
They have two courts now. I know they had one court when I used to play. They used to play pickup games while we were playing our baseball games.
And I think the baseball field's kind of fixed up too as well too.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I missed the whole renovated field. You know the nice field that they have on campus now. You ever covered a game there or been there?
Nah.
It's right in the middle of Central Campus in Salem State, and oh my God, it's good. I played alumni games, you know, has-been games there.
Okay. Yeah.
And turf field, awesome.
Yeah, definitely. So I was there yesterday, 8 games. Really, really good environment. A lot of people. I mean, they got a nice little section for people to sit now and all that. But it's if you like outdoor basketball, it's just a good time if you want to bring people just to hang out, especially with the nice weather. It was a good time.
Yeah. Who is it? Who's playing local North Shore high school teams or just Salem or
teams from all over the place. They got. Today they got a team from Lawrence coming in. They had they had players from Gloucester playing. They had some kids from Salem High and Beverly High on the same team. Jacob Class was on there. Abraham and Mamadou Kamara. I mean Salem kids, but they go to Malden Catholic. They were on that team. I think Jordan Maxson was on that team. Elion Rodriguez was on that team. So it was a good mixture of like Salem kids, Beverly kids. Graham Lewis from Manchester Essex.
Ah, nice.
He was on that team. So like, a lot of guys that played together.
Yeah, so like they have a long tournament where they have a winner at the end kind of thing.
Yeah, they have a winner. I believe they play 10 games, 10 or 12 games, and then they got they have playoffs and then, you know, championship. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's a really good time.
Yeah, summer league basketball can get pretty intense. Pretty hot out there. Jeez, the kid. does it get a little cooler at night at least?
It does, but those mosquitoes.
Come
around, so that's kind of annoying.
But those are killers. Sure. Yeah. You follow the little league scene? That's heating up.
Not really.
No. No, it gets pretty tense. You know, as they move on, you know. We do get a winner from all like our areas, like District 15 and 16 for this area, you know, North Shore. And then you get like a 14, the Merrimack Valley. And then they all meet in a 4-team sectional. So there's like 3 local teams. If you go by my 2 shows as local, 3 of the 4 are going to be from there. So like, come on, we get a 75% chance of getting a winner to go to the state finals.
Right.
Which would be the final 4, of course. But it is exciting. You end up watching them on ESPN, you know, eventually.
Yeah, I usually will pop in one of the Little League World Series games here and there. But
Yeah.
And then also I've been going up to Lawrence for their summer league, the Chico Summer League out there in Lawrence at O'Connell Park. So Fridays is the men's.
Okay.
We have 4 games. I think they start like Fridays. They start at 6. They go 6, 7, 8, 9. And then Mondays is high school, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And those games are all live streamed on Twitch for people.
No kidding.
For people that can't make it. But Friday nights, it gets jam-packed over there. So if you...
Oh, yeah. If you That's don't a good get take.
Early, yeah, if you don't get there early... You don't be standing behind people and all that, but it's actually another good environment, another good summer basketball league for the kids.
I wonder those Lawrence boys that come to Salem, as they have the same team up in Lawrence or different teams. Like
it's gonna be a mixture. I think I think this, I was talking to the guy that put the team together. It's going to be a mixture of kids that are going to Central, that went to Greater Lawrence Tech, and that went to Lawrence High. So he's got a, he's going to have a mixture of kids. So.
Yeah.
But he told me he's going to bring in some talented kids.
That's awesome. Yeah. So this is, that's two great takes. You know, you get summer league intense competition down at Salem's Palmer Cove, then O'Connell Park and in Lawrence.
Yeah.
Those are two. Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, I think they had a Hamilton one and like a Salem one, but I think it was down at the Gallows Hill or something, like Gallows Hill Park.
Yeah.
In Salem, that was one. But yeah, any of the ladies, you know, any of the ladies tournaments that goes on in the summer? Catch any of that?
I have not caught any of the ladies tournament. I don't know how many of them. A lot of them playing AAU and doing like summer clinics, but I haven't seen no like summer league specifically for the ladies. There was one in Cambridge I went to a while back. It was more so for like the underclassmen, like freshmen, fresh like eighth graders and ninth graders and
Yeah. And what's next after that? Like you're catching basketball. What else is going on? Anything else in the summer? I mean, I know the 7-on-7's coming up probably, right?
Yeah, the 7-on-7's coming up. The Northeast 7-on-7 is going on. They got games like weekly, I believe, or something like that. I know they have some games this week.
Yeah.
Saturday at Malden Catholic. I don't know if you know of Jared Martino. So he used to play football at Malden, and then he transferred to like Cheshire Academy or something like that. Then he played upstate. Now he does like social media, spotlights players in Massachusetts. Really? So he's holding a one-on-one football thing for wide receivers and DBs, like a one-on-one competition this Sunday, Saturday at Malden Catholic.
It's
going to be the first of its kind. So that should be very, very interesting.
July 19th, 10 to 1 p.m., Malden Catholic, 50 wide receivers versus 50 DBs to see who runs mass. I'm reading from their Instagram. Free for everyone, and the winner will take home a $3,000 cash prize.
Right, yep.
Watch out, high school. Is this all high school athletes? Or
yes, this is all high school
athletes. Yeah. Can they take money? Is that against MIAA rules?
Yeah. See the MIA sanctioned events.
Tag who you want to see compete. Music presented by @VibeEAI. Special guest flyer coming. Participant. Nice. This is nice.
Yeah. They had, so he hit the team he had, because Isaiah Likely and Mike Sanders, still the former Everett Stars, they hosted their annual camp back in May.
And
they did a 7-on-7, and Jared's team, the team Jared put together, they won it all. So they had like Osiris Lopez was their quarterback, Ryan Ricker, T.Y. He goes to Brooks School, and he just committed to Lehigh. So it was a lot of talent that day.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of talent. A lot of the Catholic Memorial players were there that participated in it.
They're getting creative these days for the summer. I love it.
Right. So it was good. And then we had the Aganis game and the Shriners game, which was really good. And the Aganis game, Shane Easton, I believe he took on the offensive MVP.
Methuen's own.
Yeah, Shane Easton took that, and then
another Easton doing good things. What a shock!
Yeah, he's joining his brother, and then Cullen Walsh. He won the defensive MVP. Cullen Walsh from Shawshing Tech. He was the defensive MVP. Yeah, really good game. And then locally at the Aganis game. Jaden Rosario won the offensive MVP from Lynn English. He had himself a game, and then I forget his name. I have a second.
Who you look? I got the roster in front of me.
What was his name? Future or from Swampscott?
Swampscott. Swampscott had. They were on the. Were they the South team or the North?
They were the South.
Huh. English.
No, South Swastika might have been North.
Okay. Yeah. Gloucester. I don't see any. Why am I missing a Swampscott kid? That's weird. Yeah, I don't see any Swampscott kids. Maybe they just didn't make the roster at the time, or who knows?
Yeah, I got it somewhere. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Where? Why it's not on here?
Yeah. What was it? What position was he?
He was a running back.
Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't Liam Keeney. No, Liam Keeney did play though.
Yeah, Keeney was like a great lacrosse player too, right?
Yeah. I remember he was telling me to come check out one of their lacrosse games and all that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and I know he's ex-Bascon. He's at Harvard now. He's a great running back for Swampscott. Super Bowl winner. Henry Bettler.
Bettler.
Yeah. Powers the South and win, yeah.
Yeah, he also got a game MVP, but he had himself a game. He had himself a game running the ball. I said Jaden Rosario got it. No, Henry got the the MVP. Jaden just had a good game.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It was a good environment to close out the high school chapter and all that.
Yeah, how do they go? Do they go pretty hot at the Aganis game?
Yeah, they do. Especially like going if it's close, they do.
Yeah. One last chance to take out a rival, possibly that you lost to in the regular season.
Pretty much.
Let's get one more hit on this guy, you know. a lot of these kids don't realize that like football is it's over after high school if you don't play college, you know. And that's like literally their last game. Maybe they do realize it and go all out, but yeah, that's one last chance. Unless you're playing for the great who's that team in Lynn that plays in the summer, the men's league or semi pro league they call it. I think there's a team in Lynn and around the area, Medford maybe. But it's like an adult football league. I don't know if you knew that.
They don't do that.
North Shore Storm, was it? Yeah.
They don't do that no more.
They don't do that no more? Oh, okay.
So they haven't done it since once COVID happened. I don't think they've stopped doing it. Was it the Generals?
Yeah, I think it was the Generals out of Lynn. Yeah. That was interesting because that was a classic summer interview for the North Shore Sports Desk.
I filmed a couple games. That's pretty much it for me this summer. You know, football is getting ready. I mean, teams already started strength and conditioning. And then, you know, I think like pretty soon they're really going to get after it and start getting ready for the season. So we actually had got an interview with Andover head coach Jay Fielding.
New coach, right? Yeah.
We have a brand new coach that's up on YouTube.
Oh, I'll catch that. Send me his cell, actually. I want to get him on the show. I have this past week, I had the North Andover new coach.
Cerullo,
Matt, yeah. In fact, Mook, that's a big theme in the Merrimack Valley for football this year is a bunch of new coaches.
Right.
Or in the last 2 or 3 years, I'd say. Even Methuen, Tom Ryan, he's out.
Tom Ryan, yeah, he's going to be he's stepped down to be fully into the athletic director position. So
At Methuen? Yeah.
So I think they offered the offensive coordinator is now the head coach. So
yep.
I don't think much is going to change with their, like, offensive style and stuff like that.
Which they were really high profile there. Yeah, high octane offense. So Methuen, new coach, Andover, new coach, North Andover. Central has a new coach for, like, a couple of years now, Chuck A., the legend. Stepping down a few years ago.
Yeah.
And of course, Perry, the legend, and Andover stepping down for this year. I think he stepped down and then came back a couple months later, and then he was coaching last fall, but he's gone. Am I missing anybody from now? Bill Ricca, Dwayne Sigsbury stepped down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he was a legend there. Bill Ricca had a lot of success, you know, making noise. They were like a 6-2, 7-1 kind of team, you know.
And they were always 500.
Yeah, yeah. A couple years over that, and then they would get in and, you know, do okay in the postseason, but never quite get over that hump. Right. So we'll see. All right, man. Well, I know you got to get going to Salem. At my old stomping ground.
St. John's Prep. We got Coach St. Pierre. Had him in the studio. That interview is going to be up later this month.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you some cross-media brand love. Where can listeners listen to or watch all that?
Oh, yeah. My YouTube channel, Mukala Kabongo. Just type my name in. MukalaKabongo.
The Mook.
We got a plethora of interviews up on there. But, yeah, we got Coach St. Pierre's interview is going to be dropped.
2.1 case of scribers for the MOOC.
We need more. We need to get into double digits.
Yeah. I don't really play off of YouTube. We just have this little podcast on MSO News Sports, and I don't have your followers on my YouTube channel. What do I got? Like maybe less than 20? We did put a video of Cade Cooper from Gloucester Hockey Play talking about his buddy who, you know, they tragically lost. I'm sure you know that story, yeah, Chris Daly.
I saw that.
Yeah. That was devastating, obviously, to the Gloucester community and in his family. And Cade did a really good job, you know, capturing his friend Chris Daly's life. And I got 13 subscribers, so I'm catching up to...
We all got to start somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Did you, anything else you wanted to add before I let you go?
That's about it.
All right.
Once football starts, we got to get it going.
We'll definitely have you on.
It's almost here.
Yeah.
It's that time. We got to go to the camps and go to, you know, the off season one.
I can't wait. I feel like everyone wakes up in the fall and starts after Labor Day. Everyone starts trying again. Everyone, your job gets more serious. Football's on. I love it. I just love it.
Right.
I can't get enough. You'll be out Friday nights at many a game, I would imagine, on the North Shore of Merrimack Valley.
Oh, yeah. Season opener. It's a big one, but big one. St. John's Prep in Springfield Central.
That's how
we're opening the season this year.
That is a big one, man. Oh, God. Right. I wasted no time.
So, I mean, if you want to see two highly touted quarterbacks, that's going to be the game.
And who would those two be?
Jarrett Stain, Springfield Central. He's going to be a junior. And Chris Vargas, the sophomore, who both already hold major Division I offers. Both of those young men have major Division I offers already.
Wow.
So, Jarrett, he had one from Boston College going into his freshman year.
Jeez.
Boy, and then
as an eighth grader, they were touting him, getting him.
Yeah, and then Chris, during freshman year, he picked up an offer from Ohio State, Illinois.
Shit, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a good time.
I can't wait. Did we have any defending Super Bowl champs out of the area? I forget so fast, like who did what last fall of 2024.
No, we didn't.
No, we got shut out. Yeah, we got shut out. Prep lost, right? Prep didn't even make the Super Bowl this year.
Well, they lost it. They lost to Needham in the Final Four.
That's right. Big disappointment for them, for sure.
Swamps got lost to Fairhaven in the Final Four.
Okay. And that was the closest we got, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
Mukala Kabongo.
Now, you know, Shawshin Tech, they won it.
Trusting Tech, okay. Yeah, that's right. I think I got their coach on.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
All right, he's at Mukala, MUKALA _K. Man. Follow all of his things. He's doing a variety of them.
I'm doing a lot.
But... Emerson College alum, hometown media award winner, as his Twitter profile says.
Yeah. I gotta update that too. I don't update my Twitter bio. I gotta update it.
And it's youtube.com/mukala18, it looks like. Officially. That's your official link.
Yeah. I gotta update all that.
Yeah.
I made that in like 2012 or something.
Wow, 2,200 views with your Athletes Corner with John L. Aguero. That was awesome. 73K views, St. John's Prep Eagles Catholic Memorial highlights. You do highlight reels. Is that what you? Oh, wait, no, that's like a you should watch this video. It's not yours, I don't think. Is it?
It might be.
Yeah, let me see. No, sorry, that is yours. 2.1K. Yeah, highlights. Man, you're all over the place. This is awesome. That's why I have you on. You spread the wealth, and we can cover you on each show, man.
I appreciate it.
All right, Mook fan, thank you for coming on the sports desk again. We appreciate the updates in the Valley and North Shore sports as usual.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, man. All right. Coming on, and then
have fun
during football season.
Stay cool and bring the bug spray tonight over at Salem.
All righty, man. Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you. Take care. Yep.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Mook, as I call him, Mukala Kabongo. Thank you for a great interview. Very detailed, very deep. I love when I have him on. He gives us all the stuff, all the good stuff. But so we're just wrapping up, looking for some headlines for Eagle Tribune, see what's going on the Merrimack Valley. Not much. A lot of evergreen content out there. Let's see, a Pinkerton kid up in New Hampshire, Liam Doyle, taken fifth overall at MLB draft by the Cardinals. Not bad, lefty pitcher. Tennessee. What else we got? Not much. You know, we got Kaylee Sinard of Haverhill, scholar, All-America honors, Bridgewater State Junior. For it looks like swimming. Great stuff. All right, so we're going to call it a day. Thanks, Mook, for the update, and we appreciate it. We are a weekly show. We're back at it on July 24th. Look for more and more great stuff coming out of the Valley. Thanks, folks, for tuning in.